Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota. And Cross Lake-based author Carissa Andrews is a prolific writer. She's written and published several works, many of which are young adult science fiction and fantasy. And she's also written a couple of books on the craft of writing. She categorizes her fictional work as genre-bending speculative fiction, and she's here with us this morning to talk a little bit about that. Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning.
So tell me about genre-bending speculative fiction. What is it?
It's sort of my term, I guess, for taking a genre and not really telling it specifically through that specific lens. So science fiction, my works often have a science fantasy bend, or I will have more of a fantasy work, and then I will put in true life mythology or along those lines, where everything kind of has at least more than one genre that's all mashed together.
Ah, is your stuff primarily young adult?
My trilogy, The Pandamus Chronicles, is young adult. I have a new series that's in the works that's also young adult, but I do have my current work in progress is an adult novel. My novel, Oracle, is also an adult novel, and so it's one of my novelettes.
My gosh, how did you come to this being your writing voice?
You know, I think it really stemmed from being just an avid reader. When I was really young, that was my escape. I loved reading nonstop, and publishing never really kind of entered my mind until I was older, but I think it was always at play from very young. My first job was actually working for a little professor here in Brainerd. So
your first job was working for a professor? Is that what you said?
No, Little Professor Books. It was at the bookstore in Brainerd. They were kind of more, probably in the 90s and 2000s, and then kind of gave way to Book World.
Oh.
Came into our area, and they just recently closed last year.
Yeah. Okay, so your work has a lot of different influences coming at the reader, connecting and reconnecting and develop all kinds of contact points. How do these ideas come to you? And what's your process like?
It's really kind of weird. Some of my ideas come from dreams. Some of them some of them, honestly, I just let the story unfold itself. And some of them are just based off of a situation. Oracle, for instance, I kind of was wondering, what would it be like if you were, 2,000 plus years old, psychic, and you couldn't remember your past? And that's kind of where the idea for Oracle sprang from. For the Pandamus Chronicles, the main character, Runa, kind of came out of nowhere for me. I was outside playing and with my kids, and all of a sudden there was like this girl's world in my head, kind of like a download, honestly. And so it was like all of the science fiction stuff, the world building kind of came naturally from whatever idea just kind of sprang forth that day. And I kind of built her whole story arc based off of just whatever was kind of springing at me at the time. So,
oh my gosh! So the Chronicles are kind of about a dystopian experience.
Yes, kind of. It's more of a chosen one kind of story, but it is completely dystopian based. So it's out on a different planet, which is how it gets kind of more sci-fi bend. But the society she moves from is the science fictiony side, and then she ends up in a kind of a more primitive cavern based society. And she ends up having to kind of rediscover what it means to be human and what it means to be in this world of hers. And from there, obviously, you set up different things like prophecies and motion and kind of lay out her overall arc that makes her a lot more powerful by the end.
Oh, I'm talking with Carissa Andrews this morning. She lives in Cross Lake and is a writer. Carissa, okay, so you said for that one, you were out playing with your kids. What do you do when you have an idea come to you? Sometimes I'll think of something and I'll think, I should write that down, and then I don't, and then it's gone. How do you keep track of the thoughts that are coming into your head?
Usually, especially if I don't have a place to write it down, I will take out my phone and I will do a voice memo for it, so that I can record my thoughts real quick and go back and listen to it and then write that idea down. I'll use a variety of different tools, whether it be my actual writing program, which is Scrivener, or even Evernote. I will keep track of ideas and arcs, things like that, just all in one place so I can keep it one book related in Evernote.
When do you write? You're a mom, it sounds like. Are you getting up at 4 in the morning, or when is this happening?
I kind of squeeze it in whenever I can. I do. I am a mom. I have 5 kids in my house, oddly enough. So if I can find time to write, people out there, you can find time to write. I'm also a freelance writer and graphic designer. So in between working on client projects, I'm just having to squeeze in my writing time when I can, or squeeze in my time for being able to do audiobooks, because that's been the thing I've been working on last year. So it's really finding those pockets of time where it's really quiet and just being able to sit down and hammer out words as quickly as possible. And it really, honestly, for me, having a deadline of like a half an hour keeps me focused and keeps me away from like, oh, what's on Facebook right now? Let me get my words in and get this taken care of. And so I generally will write anywhere from, 700 words to 3,000 words in a day. But that's on the high end for me. It's usually right around 1,200, 1,600 words that I'll write a day.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so speaking of the actual craft of writing, I know you've written a couple books about the craft of writing, and you're going to be doing a presentation at the Brainerd Library this weekend. One of your books is called Author Imposter, Getting Over Imposter Syndrome, So You Can Reclaim Your Power and Start Writing. Can you give us a couple hints on how we can get out of our own way and get back to writing?
Honestly, it's really understanding where your mindset is, because everybody has limiting beliefs. And so in that particular book, I kind of go through the different kind of imposters that are out there, and why we kind of attach to those limiting beliefs, and what drives us to then decide not to do something. So for writing, honestly, it's getting out of your own way and allowing yourself to just be comfortable where you're at that particular moment and just write, not edit, not try to correct grammar, because all that stuff can be done once there's words on the page. The goal is to sit down and just let the story flow and let it come out in whatever manner it needs to come out. And that, if it means bouncing around into different scenes, if it means going straight through, whatever it takes to get those words on the page is really where you need to start.
So. And just don't be so hypercritical of yourself and just let it out.
Absolutely. Yep. Because so many people will sit down, they'll write a sentence, they'll take a look at it and try to correct the prose so that it's perfect. Especially those first page, last page things, people get very hung up on those. Where if you can just let that all go, there's time to go back and make those sentences like as polished as possible. There's time to add in those little glimmers of something more creative. But when you're writing, that's not the time. If it doesn't come out in that way, it's okay. As long as you have something to work with on the page, you can always add that splendor in later.
Oh my goodness, you're inspiring me right now. That is Carissa Andrews. She is a writer, and you can find her works on Amazon and the Audible app as well. And you can catch up with her and find out about what she's currently working on, and also about a Kickstarter program that she's got going at her website, which is carissaandrews.com. What is the Kickstarter?
The Kickstarter is actually for my work in progress going on right now. Last year, I was tapped by Prolific Works, which is an indie company that kind of allows readers to find new authors. They can either download samples of books or full books, actually, just by picking and choosing from their website. And this company decided to start a Kickstarter crowdfunding class for authors. And they were looking for mid-list authors to see if the program still works. So they are in collaboration. So it's Prolific Works, Readzy, and Kickstarter, who are all in collaboration with this crowdfunding project. And they asked if I would give it a try to see if it would work for me as well. And I had a work in progress. So I was like, you know what? Actually, sure. I would love to be able to work with another graphic designer and another editor that I haven't worked with before. And for me, I do all of my own graphic design. Obviously, I'm a graphic designer by trade as well. And outsourcing that piece of it would be so nice, because it's just been a crazy busy year for me trying to get writing done, and then all of the other back end pieces like the audiobooks. And so the idea is to raise $2,300 by February 6th. I think I've got 12 days left to go, and I'm at about the 40% mark right now.
So you can go to CarissaAndrews.com and check that out. Carissa will be at the Brainerd Public Library hosting a series of 6 workshops. And the first session is called Pen to Paper, Write Your First Novel. And that's happening tomorrow. You can go to the Brainerd Public Library website and find out how to sign up for those. And Carissa, I wish you luck, and you've been an inspiration right now, and I can't imagine how you will inspire the people at the workshop. So congratulations on everything that's going on.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.